It's Tuesday, May 11th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The pandemic-era real estate market is crazy, and it's showing no signs of slowing down. This time has been a windfall for sellers entertaining multiple offers above asking price and headaches for buyers, where offering more money is no longer good enough. Contingencies are being waived, and other concessions are also being made. Amy Peakey, reporter at CBS Money Watch, joins us for the ultra-tight pandemic housing market. Thanks for joining us, Amy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
The pandemic real estate market is nuts. I've talked about this on the podcast before. I am currently looking for a home with my wife. We'd be first-time buyers, and it is beyond frustrating. It really is a seller's market. If you're selling a home right now, you're sitting pretty. You're getting multiple offers. If you're a buyer, get ready for a lot of headaches. There's just a shortage of for sale homes right now, and the prices are really high. I think at the end of 2020, they were 15% above what the average is. So, Amy, tell us a little bit about what we're seeing in this pandemic housing market.
It's really kind of fascinating, and I just want to start by saying that the economists and realtors that I spoke to for my reporting said they've never seen a market like this. So I don't know if that helps a little bit with making you feel a little better and realizing that what you're going through is unusual. But yeah, I mean, it's the confluence of several different trends. One is just demographics. You have almost 5 million millennials turning 30 every year, and that's when people hit their prime home buying years. They're ready to settle down. They want to buy a home. So that's number one. It's just demographics. The millennials, of course, are the biggest generation right now in the United States. So it's a massive group, and they're looking for homes. Secondly, you have really low interest rates. The typical 30-year mortgage right now is below 3%. And that's partly because of the pandemic. The Federal Reserve is keeping rates low because they want to help stimulate the economy. And that's great, of course, and it's making housing a lot more affordable, but that's also bringing a lot of buyers into the market. So you have, you know, that's the second thing that's just really swelling the ranks of buyers. And then you have the pandemic. And, you know, what's happening there is kind of interesting. At the beginning of the pandemic, housing just dropped. Housing demand just dropped. I mean, people were scared. We all remember what that was like last March. No one wanted people coming into their homes to look at the homes. And so the activity really dropped maybe a month. But then things started to pick up again. And partly it was because people realized, okay, if I'm working at home, if my kids are at home learning, I need more space. Or I want a yard. You know, I want to move from the city into the suburbs. So it sparked demand for different types of housing. There's been a lot written about people moving out of the cities into suburbs and smaller cities as they're doing remote work. And then the other side of the pandemic, this is kind of fascinating, is that homeowners were worried, where am I going to move? Like, okay, it's a seller's market, but if I put my home for sale, up for sale right now, then I have to find a place to buy. And that's stressful. I don't want to have to deal with it. Also, I don't want people in my home still. So that's led to that inventory issue, that there's just not enough inventory right now.
And what's happening as a result of that is, you know, these insane bidding wars, you know, it's so tight. I mean, the first step is to offer way above whatever asking price is, but that's not enough. A quick example, you made mention of a home near the Microsoft campus outside of Seattle. It was listed for $725,000. The buyers made a bid without seeing the home of over $400,000 above asking price. That's nuts. So that's the first step right there. But then people are also waiving all sorts of contingencies, meaning no inspections, all of that stuff. And that's what's kind of sealing the deal for the sellers. But as a buyer, you put yourself into a possible trouble spots, you know, if things don't pan out later.
Absolutely. I mean, so what's happening is that all the risk is now being taken on by the buyers. If you're not getting an inspection, you're taking that risk that, hey, that house I'm buying and I'm paying a lot for could have a cracked foundation or could have a problem with the roof. But, you know, the problem is that because there's so many buyers lining up, as you mentioned, a seller can say, well, all right, you're insisting on an inspection, but there are 20 buyers after you who would just waive it. So it's putting pressure on buyers to kind of give up a lot and take on a lot more risk. Now, I did interview one buyer who waived the inspection contingency, but he did something else, which I think is a really good tip. He did a walkthrough inspection. So when he toured the home, he brought an inspector with him that the person was just able to point out if there were major issues wrong with the house. It was not as thorough as the inspection that you would do after you make an offer and the offer is accepted and you're going through that process. But at least he was able to figure out, okay, there's nothing really wrong with this house. There might be some little things, but I can live with it. And he made an offer, it was accepted. He made the offer over, way over asking as well, but it was accepted. So yeah. I would say, yeah, that would be my recommendation.
And that's a great point, because if you do a regular inspection, you know, the thought process is that you're going to want to renegotiate on some of that and bring down the price, which obviously the sellers don't want to do. So that is a great tip. And, you know, just talking about the numbers, on average, people are seeing 11 bids compared to when they would see 5 bids before the crisis. I was in a situation where a house we wanted, they got about 20 bids. So it's just absolutely crazy. All cash offers figures into this. 15% of first-time buyers made all cash offers just recently. And so all of this leads to the big question. Is there going to be some type of housing bubble burst going to happen with this? I know the situations aren't the same as when it happened in 2006, but what are we expecting to happen with all of this?
That's a great question. And I asked realtors, I asked economists about this. And they all said no. They all said, you know, things are very different from 2006. First of all, to get a mortgage right now, you have to go through a lot. And actually, one of the home buyers I spoke to said he described it as actually quite invasive. Like, he had to provide so much financial information to prove that he had, you know, the assets and the income that he said he did. He thought it was quite thorough. And that's what I'm hearing from other people in the industry, too, that it's not the same as 2006 when, you know, there were like, quote unquote, liar loans where you could just basically say what you earned, but no one checked it and the banks weren't checking it then. So, you know, that's different. There's a lot more regulations in place and banking standards are a lot higher. It's not to say things aren't overheated, though. And, you know, one economist I spoke to said, you know, if you're not going to be in a house long term, meaning longer than 3 years, you might want to wait, because the chances are at this point, because of the demand and the dynamics, that you might overpay. And, you know, buying a house isn't cheap. You have to pay the closing costs, moving, of course, you know, everything else that comes with it. So if you're not going to be in that house for more than 3 years, you might want to think about whether it's the right time for you to buy, because you might not recoup your costs.
Yeah, it just seems that this is going to be going on for a little bit more time. So you got to be smart about all of this. Amy Peakey, reporter at CBS Money Watch, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.